This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Thank God for the NBA All-Star break. My goodness, the Heat. My goodness. You know, since the Jimmy Butler trade, the Heat are 0-4. Warriors are 3-1 with Jimmy Butler, I believe.
Are they 0-4? Didn't they beat the Philadelphia 76ers?
Since the trade?
Maybe that was after. Maybe that was after. They are in a four-game losing streak. Not good.
It's just tough to watch at the end. I guess if you're a good gambler, you could be making money off this, because whatever kind of line you're getting going into a fourth quarter, might as well just go with whoever they're playing. I'm not even kidding. This All-Star break could not come at a better time for the Miami Heat. They need to regroup and regather, and Spo needs to maybe watch some game film, and they need to come back. I mean, he said it after the game last night, like, hey, we got to ramp this thing up pretty quickly. We can't fall into a tailspin here. Man, I had a parlay last night. This Jimmy Butler, this guy will stick it to me any chance that he gets. I parlayed Team USA last night. They were minus 400 favorites. So that was the easy leg of the parlay. Like, if that didn't win, shame on me. So I had Team USA to win. They won going away. Then I had Tyler Hero over 24 and a half points. Guy starts like 1-for-6, looks terrible, can't hit a shot. Bing, bang, boom, he's got 40. Mm-hmm. So now I've got Team USA, I've got Tyler Hero on the over. The only thing I have left, the only leg left on the parlay, Jimmy Butler over 19 and a half points.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many he ended with?
19.
19.
Of course.
Of course. Just unbelievable. Of course. I don't know what you do with it. Crowder's off today. We've got Valentine's, of course, so we brought on a couple of our Valentines today, Josh Appel and Clay Ferrero, and Jimmy's wearing red for Valentine's, looks like Cupid, and Solana's got his Bernie shirt on. He's no longer representing players. He's gone to the mascot. We're at the I rep the mascot portion of the season.
I stand in solidarity against
with Bernie.
Conor McGregor. With Bernie.
All right. Who knew that would be a top five highlight over the last couple of years? Yeah, I don't know what you do, Solana. It's a little disheartening right now to be, I'm imagining, part of the Heat, but certainly disheartening to root for the Heat.
Yeah. Yeah, last night. Like Dante Exum and Spencer Dinwiddie, I'm a little sad Crowder's not here because I was going to give him the business finally could have bet Spencer Dinwiddie overs if he wanted to and he would have cashed out. I mean, Dante Exum and Spencer Dinwiddie, like really? In 2025, that is who's beating the Miami Heat? Dante Exum? I mean, come on, man. Come on.
The Heat were favorites going into last night. Remember, I told you at the end of the show, I had texted Ira Winderman. I'm like, why are they favorites? And he's like, unless Kyrie's not playing and they're not going to play anybody, I don't know. And then he texted me. He's like, okay, now we know.
Hawk, the Mavericks, I mean, it wasn't just no Kyrie, no Anthony Davis, no Klay
Thompson.
It was
no one.
I didn't know half the guys on their roster. Seriously. Yeah. Like I've watched the Mavericks quite a bit this season when they play West Coast games. They were without AD, Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively, our old friend Caleb Martin, no Dwight Powell, no PJ Washington, and then no Kyrie and no Klay Thompson. I mean, they're starting lineup, two guys in the front court who have no business starting, let alone maybe playing in the NBA. Like, it was bad.
Imagine if you're a Mavs fan, you bought tickets for that game. You thought you were going to see Luka. Mm-hmm. You know, you bought him before the season started. Then at least you think you're going to see AD. Then he goes down hurt. Then you're like, all right, well, at least I get to see Kyrie. Oh, you must hate that owner so much if you're a Mavs fan. Oh. But that may be a way to get people not to come out. They should have announced no one was playing before, you know, people left to get to the game. Because then no one would have been there. Nobody could boo anybody.
That's their angle here. Like, can't get booed if nobody's in the stadium.
I don't know what their angle is. I don't know what their angle is. It seems to be the reverse of what you would want out of an ownership group. But they were victorious last night, so there's only so much I can say. But the All-Star break is underway. Oh, you know what? I was actually going to bet. I never got around to it today. Matas Buzelis tomorrow night for the slam dunk. No one knows who he is. No one knows who he is. I'm telling you, if you want right now, go on YouTube, search Matas Buzelis dunk montage. You won't believe what you're seeing.
Is he like the long shot to win? Does he have the worst odds?
I think there's someone with worse odds. I'll tell you, on Bet Online, it's Mac McClung at -200, mm-hmm. Stephon Castle at 4-1, Buzelis 11-2, which is +550, and Andre Jackson Jr. at 6-1.
I'll ride on Buzelis with you, man. You
why
you,
not? I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Little Boozy Vert. I mean, that guy torched the Heat last week. Torched him.
Where do I find this? Is this up here anywhere?
Oh, it's got to be up on the Hard Rock Bet app, right? They've got to be taking bets on
anywhere.
This. Is there no, like, All-Star Weekend tab?
Yeah, I don't see any.
Huh. Let's see. NBA?
It's not under NBA. A little help here? Anybody? Hmm. At the World Highlight League? At this Bundesliga?
Yeah.
I can't bet the...
You're right.
The
it's
slam
not up.
Dunk?
It's not up.
What's up with that, Jimmy?
Wow. No clue. I don't see it either.
No, I'm annoyed.
Who can we contact?
Well...
Who do we contact?
Speaking of do we have anyone that has an in with the Hard Rock app?
Like Andy Slater? I don't know. Like, who do we contact?
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. I think I'm going to text Andy Slater.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of the Heat, we have one more four-pack of tickets. And trust me, by February 28th, they're going to be winning. This is going to be a winning squad. I feel it. Or leave it after the third quarter. And just pretend the fourth quarter doesn't happen. Leave in the Matrix.
Okay.
But we have a four-pack of tickets. Heat and Pacers, Friday, February 28th. We will give them away sometime before 6 o'clock. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
We have a bit of breaking news.
Oh? Talk to me, Johnny.
And when I say breaking, I'm really stretching breaking because I did see this earlier.
We got nothing going on today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Dolphins, according to Adam Schefter, have informed Pro Bowl running back Raheem Mostert that they are releasing him per his agent. Mm.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I think we all saw that coming by the end of the season. Actually, during the season. Yeah. He actually got more carries towards the last couple of games. I would expect to see Teron Armstead get released. Maybe Calais Campbell. I don't even know if they have him under contract. It may have been a one-year deal. Mostert was a great acquisition. I loved Raheem Mostert.
That sucks, man. I get it. Like, I'm not complaining about it. I want a workhorse back there. I just watched Saquon Barkley carry the Eagles all the way to the Super Bowl. Like, give me that kind of guy. And, you know,
amazing how the vibe on running backs changed in one season.
Yep.
I mean, we've talked for so many years about how the running back just doesn't command dollars like it used to. And that's not how you, it's plug and play when it comes to most running backs. All of a sudden, everybody watched Saquon Barkley last season. Everybody's like, you know, I want a guy like Saquon Barkley. I want that kind of guy. Looking for that kind of running back.
But Hawk, specifically for the Dolphins, 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, if I see Alec Ingold get stuffed up the middle one more time,
that's
I'm going to lose my
that's
mind.
That's your 3rd-and-1 guy.
I'm going to lose
your 4th-and-1 guy.
It can't be. It cannot be anymore. And I love Alec Ingold. Love him. Lusaka polite light. But Jesus, stop giving him the ball. Everybody knows it's going to him. Go give me a workhorse, bro. Go give me somebody who's going to give me 3 yards per carry, 4 yards per carry. Enough with Alec Ingold on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1. Well, that's your breaking news. I'm just seeing if there's...
All right. That was exciting.
If there's anything else that is following that. If the Dolphins draft a running back in the first round, are people going to lose their minds?
Listen. I will bang my head into a wall.
What if it's Ashton Jeanty? What if they trade up for him? The running back from Boise State?
In that situation, I would go, okay. Even though you have so much more need than that.
Crowder and I, we were laughing the day you
were
off.
But if you're going to trade up, you're going to trade up for a running back? How about you trade up and get Cam Ward?
Did you see, I know it's the name I'm going to throw at you, Hawk. You know, you take everything with a grain of salt when you hear something from this guy, especially Miami. But Nevin Shapiro has like this podcast, apparently. And I hadn't seen it before. A clip was kind of going semi-viral today down here in Miami. He claims that he's heard the New York Jets are preparing to put a lucrative offer together to go up and get the number one overall pick from the Titans so that they can draft Cam Ward.
I mean, anyone who needs a quarterback should. I really think so. I think Cam Ward's going to be an unbelievable NFL quarterback.
And then...
So you sit around and wait and see what's available, or you try to make some sort of deal and get a chance at him or Shadur.
And what, you're just hoping that the Titans are like, you know what? We really do like this Will Levis character. I think we're going to run it back with it one more year.
Well, you don't know. I mean, it depends on what you can put together as an offer.
And how the Titans feel about this draft class. Like, we're all down here saying Cam Ward's going to be a stud. Cam Ward's going to be... You know, Hall of Famer, whatever. Because we
maybe
saw.
Maybe they don't think so.
Maybe they don't think so. Yeah. I'd rather have Cam Ward than Will Levis, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I'd rather have Cam Ward than half the NFL quarterbacks, not Tua.
If the Dolphins were offered by the Titans number one overall pick for Tua, straight up.
Number one overall pick.
I mean, it's the dumbest hypothetical. It's never going to happen. But I'm asking you. Number one overall pick, you're guaranteed to get Cam Ward.
What about if they asked, let's make it more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Number one overall pick, Tua, Tyreek, and Jalen Waddle.
No. I don't do that.
You would not do that.
I would not do that. I love Cam.
What's the hang up?
Well, I love Cam Ward.
You give up both receivers?
You're giving up both, like, you're giving up both of your most talented weapons and your quarterback for a guy that
I would. Now, as you know how much I love Tua, but I would trade Tua and Tyreek if they asked for number one overall pick, Tua and Tyreek. I would trade them.
Mm. Well, then who's Cam Ward throwing the ball to?
Well, Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle. Okay. Jalen Waddle and Alec Ingold.
Yesterday, I think Crowder said it yesterday. You can't have that much money tied up in two receivers.
Yeah.
If you're trying to build on other positions, can't have that much money tied up on two receivers. And I do think Jalen Waddle could be a good number one. Had his drops issues. He gets injured a number of times. But I think you've got a better chance for a long relationship with Waddle than you do Tyreek Hill.
And when you say a number of times, you mean every season. I mean, that guy is literally made out of mantequilla, falta de sopa, whatever Spanish phrase you want to throw out there. I mean, dude is butter. I don't know.
Churros y chocolate.
Churros y chocolate. That is Jalen Waddle. I mean, he's butter. You can't rely on him. But I don't want to give up both.
Say. It's an old Miami saying, esta noche somos mantequilla.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know what that means, Jimmy.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, Cam Ward. Sign me up. F it. Sign
Why
me
not?
Up. Let's go. Let's go.
Why not? Out of all people, you're the one that's thinking about it. You hate Tua.
I don't hate Tua. Did you notice, by the way, at Evening's Delight on Saturday, what I was wearing? We never even discussed this. I was wearing my Tua jersey.
I thought you did it on purpose. I thought you wore a Tua jersey on purpose because you knew how bad you were at grilling. So I thought that you were trying to bring Tua down with you.
I am petitioning this new government, President Trump, to rename the United States of America to the United States of Kachuk Hawk.
Oh, okay. That's fair after last night.
He renamed the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America.
Or maybe just the Gulf of Kachuk.
The Gulf of Kachuk.
Right.
Who would oppose that?
No one I know. And if you did, they'd kick your ass.
The USA beat Finland 6-1. I had the Heat game on, obviously, in the studio. We're working the game. But Tommy Tighe and I were very much locked in. We're watching Dante Exum and Kyle Anderson go toe-to-toe. Trust me, I had one eyeball the whole time on the Kachuk brothers. Zito Hawk, this was my takeaway yesterday. Zito, next season, go all in on the two Kachuk brothers. All in.
Get them both.
All in.
Now, who was Tommy Tighe rooting for? Which country?
The U.S. is going to play Canada tomorrow. 8 p.m., the showdown.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big one.
Yeah.
Loser gets tariffed.
Sweden versus Finland tomorrow at 1 p.m. The U.S. is in the lead, by the way, 3 points, because Canada won in overtime. So the U.S. is in the lead. But no joke, it was fun. They both scored two goals. Kachuk had the assist. 4 goals and an assist combined by the Kachuk brothers. They dominated. They absolutely dominated. Inter Miami plays tonight, play a friendly in Orlando, 7:30 p.m. And Hawk, I don't know how privy you are to the latest rankings in Conference USA for recruiting, but my FIU Panthers, as of right now, currently the number one recruiting class in Conference USA. Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out
in
there.
In Conference USA.
Conference USA. CUSA. CUSA.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a Power 5, but we're definitely a Power 10. Power 10 conference, for sure.
What were you named announcer for what FIU sport?
I'm doing baseball.
Well, I know you do soccer, but baseball was the most recent announcement, no?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing I did women's basketball this season.
Have you done any baseball yet? Have they played any games?
The season begins officially tonight, 6:30 p.m. on versus Stone, and then FIU tomorrow versus Stonehill, 5 p.m. I'll be on ESPN+.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Remind me later, because the Mark Light Shake guys tagged me on their weekend shakes on Instagram, so I gotta nice. See what they are.
Nice. All right, Hawk, your weather.
I just texted Andy Slater to find out. He's going to find out.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're sleeping on a ton of money. I mean, I...
Well, there are some Florida laws, and Florida laws don't allow you to bet entertainment props. And I don't know if this is considered entertainment props.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the stuff, the halftime props, you can't bet that on the Hard Rock app, like on Sunday. Couldn't bet the halftime props, the Gatorade color. Florida has stricter gambling laws than many states.
Yeah, but I remember betting on the dunk contest a year ago. I don't remember who we bet on.
I recall that as well. Yeah. I recall that as well.
I can't for the life of me remember who we bet on, Hawk, because I think we were going against McClung last season.
Right, there was no chance he was going to repeat.
Mm-hmm, yeah, there was somebody else in the pool that we were betting on, but I vividly remember us doing that, like betting on the All-Star game. Or a slam dunk contest, at least.
Yeah, I feel like it can.
Plus, I want to throw my mortgage on Jaime Jaquez Jr. to be the MVP of the Rising Stars Challenge.
Yeah, whatever. I'm telling you, this Montas Buzelis is going to... He's going to make jaws drop.
Mm-hmm. Air Buzelis. I can't wait.
Wait.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Kachuk Falls, renaming Niagara Falls to Kachuk Falls.
Oh, interesting.
That's good.
Fort Bragg. Hey, it's very controversial. Mm-hmm. Fort Kachuk.
Boom.
Mount McKinley.
Mount Kachuk.
Mount McChucky. Yeah.
Okay.
Spitballing here.
All right. We'll figure it out. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's like 80-something degrees. Tonight, the lows, it'll be like 70-something. That's your weather.
Let me talk about the real Gulf, the Gulf of Stream Park. Huh? You see what I did there?
I like that. I like that.
Huh?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yo mama so love you.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We do have a great contest going on. We've reminded you for a couple of weeks now. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for a winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. Very easy to enter. Hopefully you already have the Audacy app. If you don't, download it. It's free. AUDACY. Get it at the App Store. And if you have it, log in. If you just get it, register for an account. And then listen to 560 QAM, our show, for an hour, or any participating station. Listen every day for a minimum of 1 hour. That's your entry into the contest. You can do it every day. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Just listen to QAM on the free Audacy app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. When in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino. Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim, which everyone says is the greatest place to bet on sports and watch. It is a national contest. Good luck. So Josh Appel is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Josh, of course, was our Super Bowl correspondent in New Orleans, did a great job for us. He got beignets with Kyle Long, right?
And yes, got the original Cafe Du Monde.
Right, the one in the mall.
Yeah.
And he got, because Jameis Winston has that great video from Super Bowl week where he's at the actual Cafe Du Monde. Whoa. And Josh is in some mall with Kyle Long at some little Cafe Du Monde outpost.
I'll put that up against Jameis's video any day of the week with Kyle in the background of my microphone for my AirPods, trying to give you 5 big booms for the beignet.
Yeah, now I thought you did a great job. Thank you. Did a great job. You ordered a shrimp po' boy as at Orgeron. I mean, you really you brought
a great spot. Yeah, I mean the lady who put up with all of that. I think she's the owner of the shop. She was phenomenal. I'll go back there when I go to New Orleans again, whenever that is.
So we've had several people on who were in New Orleans, and everything that I've read from any, football writers said New Orleans as the host city was beyond perfect. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah. I mean, despite how difficult I made it for myself, everything there is so easily accessible and easy to walk to. Everything centrally located. Like, think about when they have it down here in Miami. The stadium is in Miami Gardens. The Radio Row is at the convention center. The media party is it's all spread out over South Florida. I'm sure it'll be the same when it's in Santa Clara next year out in California, where it's not as centrally located. So when that's an option and people get a taste of it, they're going to like more. And of course, New Orleans, amazing food to go along with how convenient everything is to get to. I had a great time there.
Game-wise, were you surprised at just how easily Philadelphia was able to dispose of KC's potent offense?
In hindsight, I probably should have been, because I was hung up on Jalen Hurts and whether or not he could get it done against Steve Spagnuolo on that defense. Could Saquon run against them like they had, like James Cook had, like Joe Mixon had? And just in general, could the Eagles defense keep that up? Well, I mean, their front four wrecked everything against the Chiefs offensive line that had played well enough, but going up against what we now see to be the best, or one of, if not the best, defensive fronts in football, when you get pressure with four, kind of wrecks everything. And that's what we saw happen. And then you add on top of that fact that Mahomes got rattled so easily and played one of the worst games we've ever seen from him. Travis Kelce, a total non-factor. Like, in hindsight, the Eagles' defense is doing that to a lot of teams, aside from, like, maybe the Rams early on in the playoffs. So maybe we shouldn't have been as surprised. I just thought it would be a close game. I did not expect that type of blowout.
Well, I don't think anyone expected that, but I think in hindsight, you're right. Maybe we should have expected something closer to that than what we had what we thought we expected. But one of the conversations we had this week was, can you extrapolate that game out to much more? Can you say, yes, I think Philadelphia with that front four is in line for a dynasty because we saw Jalen Hurts can do it on the biggest stage. Can you extrapolate that KC, maybe their record wasn't really indicative of who they were. They had so many lucky breaks during the season that maybe they're on the decline. Like, can you do that after that game or no?
I think a little bit, but it's not like this is the end of the Chiefs dynasty, right? Like, maybe Travis Kelce isn't there, but as long as Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are, they're always going to be contenders. The Eagles are a relatively young team. I don't know if they're going to go on a run like Kansas City where they're just in the Super Bowl or they're in the NFC Championship game every year, but you have to go in expecting that Philadelphia is going to be one of the main contenders every season. They're young. They seem to have the right formula with their coaches. Now they got to replace Kellen Moore, who took the Saints job.
Everybody's great with Nick Sirianni, by the way, now. Like, there's no everybody loves him.
So odd. I think what we did there was, like, he just sounds kind of buffoonish, and so we didn't give him benefit of the doubt on anything. So because just the way that he sounds or the way he conducts himself is, I don't know if immature is the right word, but kind of juvenile in a way, like going at it with fans on the sideline. You just don't see that type of behavior a lot of times from NFL head coaches. Like Dan Hurley does that a lot in college basketball. We don't really see that a lot.
Great video the other night.
Right?
Great right, video I love the that. Other night.
And when, you know,
well, you love it when someone's got the cachet of a Dan Hurley.
And then they're 2-2 at the beginning of the season, and Sirianni's bringing his kids to his press conference like a meat shield for all the criticism they're getting. But at the end of the day, like, we're talking about this, and they made a deep run in the playoffs last year. They were in the Super Bowl the year before. Like, I don't know why we didn't think Nick Sirianni was a good coach. And not that I didn't think he was a good coach, but I was certainly underestimating the kind of heights that he could get that team to go to, especially with all the noise and potential team fracturing going on there with AJ Brown and the defense was going at it. Like, the fact that they held that together, it really is a testament to him. We probably should have given him more benefit of the doubt.
First losing season, he's out. I would put money on it. Like, that
they wanted him fired this year.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's the guy where you're winning, everything's great, but the second you have any sort of issue or you're losing again, you're done. But I noticed that you didn't mention Jalen Hurts, and maybe you were going to and you just didn't get to him yet. But where do you put him in terms of QB ranking? Is he now in the elite status? Is he now a top five quarterback? Like, my takeaway was he's obviously very, very good and he'll make all the throws. And the fact that he's a dual threat running back is great, but I still don't put him in that category, which I think a lot of people are with the Mahomes and the Burrows.
You did mention Jalen Hurts, though, several times.
No, right now he was talking about the Eagles. He was saying, hey, they're going to go back. They have a great offensive line. They have a great defensive line. They have Saquon.
They have Jalen Hurts.
But he didn't mention Jalen Hurts.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned a couple times. It's okay. It's not important.
It doesn't matter.
I think what this does do, I agree with you. I don't think you could put a quarterback who struggled like he did in the regular season in that elite tier, despite the fact that he turned it on in the playoffs. And Saquon Barkley, by his standards, did not have a good Super Bowl, at least running the football. Jalen Hurts beat that Kansas City defense with his arm. And I think that the Eagles winning this year the way they did without that quote-unquote elite quarterback just adds more fuel to the point that you can still win with certain quarterbacks. They don't have to be the elite of the elite. You don't need a Mahomes. You don't need a Josh Allen. You don't need a Lamar Jackson in order to get to where you want to go. I think that Jalen Hurts, if you surround him or that player with a good supporting cast, good O-line, and a really good defense, you can still reach that ultimate goal of winning the Super Bowl. Not to say that it's, you know, easily replicable, because if it was, everybody would do it. Certainly your chances are better if you have one of those quarterbacks, but it doesn't mean that you can't win it all if you have a guy that isn't in that top tier.
I'm watching a montage right now, Solana, on ESPN of, you heard of this Butler the third guy on Golden State? This Butler the third, man, is doing things on this Golden State team. Why is he Butler the third, Solana?
I don't know. I don't know why he made that switch to Butler the third.
Man, they look pretty good. Anyway, a sports radio hypothetical that Solana and I were doing. This is just a hypothetical. It could never happen. But a hypothetical. Would you make this trade? Tennessee says, we'll take Tua and Tyreek. We'll give you the overall number one pick.
Am I keeping the current 13th overall pick in this equation too?
Do you have to give up our pick as well, Solana?
I think you have to, yeah.
Okay.
So you have to give up your first-round pick, Tua, and Tyreek.
And then take Cam Ward? Yeah, I mean, honestly, if that was a legitimate option, I think I would do that, right? Because I said yes, too.
Solana's the Tua hater, and he was the one that was thinking about it.
I got to be consistent in this, where I can't be the guy that's like, yeah, the Dolphins should probably trade Tyreek Hill. And then the option is put on the table to get out of the Tua contract, get out of the Tyreek contract, and draft Cam Ward number one overall while keeping Jalen Waddle and like still having some flexibility to add to your offense. I mean, I would probably do that. And that's not me disliking Tua either. I just think that you can potentially bring in the best quarterback, in my opinion, in the draft, someone who you think is going to be really good in the pros, plays more of the style that like a Jalen Hurts, who can, you know, be a little more mobile than maybe Tua, maybe not to that Jalen Hurts extent, but yeah, still offer you that flash in the game. I think I'm probably doing that.
I don't know if you call this breaking news, Solana, but I have a Slater scoop. I see you looking on your phone, Josh, but you can't find it because it's via text. Mm. I was asking Slater on text here. I was just texting because Solana and I want to bet Montas Buzelis to win the slam dunk contest. And I had forgotten to do it today. And in the first segment of today's show, I went onto the Hard Rock app and I said, it's not here. And I said, who can we find out if they're not going to have this? And Solana said, text Slater. So Slater scoop, I've got a personal Slater scoop. He started this with Slater scoop on my text. Mm-hmm. Dunk contest will not be offered.
Wow.
Then he writes, one source says it's because they think you, me, have information on it.
Mm.
However, that part of the scoop is not confirmed. So one part of the scoop, they are not going to offer the dunk contest. Whether I have inside info or not, not confirmed.
I mean, if you're getting...
I was afraid I was going to take him down.
Well, if you are getting direct Slater scoops from Andy Slater, I think they're right in saying that you do have access to inside information, because nobody has more access to inside information anywhere.
He is amazing. I'm telling you, if you ever want to know anything, Andy Slater knows it already.
One of the big thrills of my career was being a Slater scoop.
You were?
Yeah.
Just recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like to share with everyone?
Sure. We could talk about it if you want.
Josh is no longer going to be the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. Look, Jimmy is upset. Jimmy, sorry, there's nothing like, are you contractually prevented from giving us a call? Like, can you give us a
yeah, it could be your personal
a now batting Mervis? Like, are you not allowed to do that contractually?
Well, I guess I can do an impression of what I think the PA announcer would how he would announce Matt Mervis's name. I'm sure I could do something like that. But to be clear, there were no hard feelings here. This was a decision that I made because I wanted to go pursue more play-by-play opportunities. And who knows? Maybe there will be a return appearance at some point. But I just going back for the fifth year just made too much sense given the opportunity to do some more play-by-play that I had. It was just time to step
you were
aside.
In all honesty, you were a fantastic public address announcer, I thought.
Thank you. I read words off a script. It's okay.
What was our favorite one, Solana? What was our favorite one that he did?
Well, Koopa Loop was a personal favorite of mine.
But I don't
Greg
think
Cooper.
He said Koopa Loop.
He didn't, but
it was a long Cooper.
The Cooper.
Right.
Happened also, to be a favorite.
When he would say drive home safely.
Drive.
That was always fun.
Home.
Yeah, I'm going to miss doing that part.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, give us a Matt Mervis.
Do we have a number for him yet? Do we know? You guys know. You guys are locked in on this team.
Yeah, what's his number, Solana?
22.
Is it actually?
Nah, I believe that's Andrew Wiggins.
That's Sandy. Come on. Well, I brought the bobblehead. You should know.
We did our Marlins preview yesterday. I know that you heard it. Are you going to spring training anytime soon?
I may go a day or two. If you guys go
I'd
out
like
there
to go
the
to,
show, maybe
I'd I'll like. How on. About the Hockmans and the Appels go for a spring training game?
I mean, we would have the time of our lives.
Wouldn't we? And you remember the name of the stadium, Solana?
Depot Park.
Dean Stadium is what you blurted out the other day.
Dean Stadium, of course.
Dean Stadium.
Dean Stadium.
Forgot the Roger, but you know, it was halfway there. What can Marlins fans get excited about? Because you know the roster obviously better than we do. Obviously, Sandy being back is exciting, and who Max Meyer is healthy, correct?
Yep, and I'm sure he'll be part of the equation. Ryan Weathers dropped a ton of weight after the year he had last year. He seems to be in good shape coming in.
What about the position I players?
Xavier Edwards, the shortstop. Really excited about watching him in a full season for the first time. He was really good last year once they finally moved on from Tim Anderson and X got the chance. He had a game where I think he had two or three triples in a single game. Also had a game where he hit for the cycle. You got Connor Norby, who they acquired for Trevor Rogers, going to start at third base. He's got a lot of pop. I'm intrigued by Matt Mervis. I know you guys were.
No, I hope he has an all-star season.
I'm intrigued. I really am intrigued. I'm intrigued by, you know, Dade Meyers. And
what intrigues you about him? The 150 batting average? What is?
No, he was a pretty good power hitter in the minor leagues.
Oh, okay.
I know it didn't translate well.
Oh, when, okay. All right.
Listen,
I didn't know that.
I know it didn't. I didn't know it translate. It didn't translate well when he got brought up by Chicago towards the end. But I think that there might be some role there as a platoon player potentially with Jonah Bride, who had a really good year last year too, had an OPS over 800. I'm not going to sit here and say this team's going to be a playoff team, but I think that they're going to be better than a lot of people think, in the sense that they're not going to lose 110 games. Like, you guys were calling it the worst lineup ever assembled. It's not going to be that.
I say that obviously because I'm just not aware of any of the names. So I don't know. Like, I don't know, but it doesn't seem like an all-star lineup either.
No, it's not, and you don't recognize the names, but it's a lot of young, hungry players who they're going to see what they have in a lot of those guys. And I think for a lot of people, given how last year went, not to disrespect anybody, any of the veterans who were here prior, but I think we could all agree that it's probably a little more fun to watch younger, exciting potential players than guys who are near the end of their career or over the hump a little bit, just, you know, playing baseball.
Playing out the string. How about next Saturday? Spring training opener. Don't fall over me.
Mm-hmm.
Spring training opener, Hockmans and Appels. Let's go up to Jupiter. Come on.
What Saturday is this?
Next Saturday, a week from Saturday. 22nd.
Not a good day for us.
Okay, well, Solana, you want to go? Does Valentina have any desire to see a spring training game up to Jupiter?
No.
I'll go another day.
I'm stuck. Jimmy, you want to go to the goddamn spring training?
Sure. I'll go with you.
Who are we going to take, Jimmy?
Thanks, Jack. Jackasses. Appreciate it.
Jack glasses. Yeah. You said, Hawk, you
thanks,
said March.
Jack glasses.
You said March 22nd?
No, February 22nd.
Oh, February 22nd. No.
Right, a week from Saturday.
I'm busy that day. Sorry, Jack.
All right. All right. Well, Josh Appel, you were delightful once again. Josh is filling in for us Monday and Tuesday next week.
We're going to have some Marlins talk also Monday and Tuesday. I'm trying to get
a
couple of Marlins.
Not a lot going on. NHL is on break. You enjoying the Four Nations?
I loved the first two games of the Four Nations. I was hoping that last night's third period would be a little closer. It's a tough spot because I obviously want to see Matthew Tkachuk play really well, but I also want to see the 27 Finns that make up the Finland roster from the Panthers have an impact as well. So it's all really cool seeing Reinhart playing with McDavid and McKinnon and those types of guys. That's really cool too. I've been really enjoying it. I wish
I watched the All-Star Weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend this weekend, or that doesn't interest you at all?
Well, now that I know the dunk contest won't be on the Hard Rock app, I'm not sure I'm going to. I'll probably have it on one of the screens.
I love All-Star Saturday night. That's my favorite. I don't know if I'll watch the Sunday game, but I like All-Star Saturday night.
I probably won't watch the game. Do you? You strike me as someone who loves the celebrity game.
Oh, no. Back when I was younger, I used to love like MTV Rock and Jock, all that stuff, but not anymore. I can't even... I don't know the celebrities anymore.
I was going to say.
I don't know them.
Like half the people that are on these rosters, I've never heard. And I'm 30. I'm not old.
Look at it when you're 55. Recognize a name. Because then Jack Black's not walking out there anytime soon. All right. Josh Appel. We love you, Josh.
I love you. Love you guys.
Have good shows for us on Monday and Tuesday, all right?
Just make sure you got some good best of set up for me.
Jimmy, we'll discuss next Saturday a little further, okay? I got some push notification about there's a beehive or something up there. I don't know.
Oh, crap.
All right. See you, pal.
Bye, guys.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a little bit more Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Paparino.
Papa Lecano.
Hock and Crowder.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.